want you inside and out.
Dave Gaselli on East Coast Goals, my absolute pleasure to introduce you to one of the biggest names there was in the wonderful world of music, South African music that is, from the band Cinema. This is Jared Aston. Jared.
Hi Dave, it's great to be chatting to you today on East Coast Gold. You and I go back a long way, so thanks very much for having me.
So Jared, Cinema were a massive band. I mean, I've worked with the band many times and introduced you to thousands of fans. I wouldn't say fortune, but fame Cinema achieved without a shadow of a doubt. How did the guys respond to that fame? Did they keep their feet on the ground, or were egos flying high? Be truthful.
I was off the back of Face to Face when I joined Cinema, so I'd already had a little bit of a taste of what fame felt like. Face to Face had a number one hit, Here We Are, and we won a Sorry Award for the best song of the year. But I had no idea of how big My Kind of Girl was to become, and neither did Chris. So when the song broke, I think our egos were slightly inflated, but very quickly brought back down to ground once we realized that the important thing was to know that it wasn't us that was creating our success. It was the people that were listening and buying the music. So throughout our careers, we really made that an important part of what we did. Our live shows were very much geared towards the people that were there, interacting with them and having lots of fun. There were definitely times when the egos became more inflated. Of course, the more times we saw ourselves on TV, the more times we had thousands of people coming to the shows, that definitely boosts the ego. But we would always bring ourselves back down to ground and realize that this wasn't about us. It was about the collective. It was about the consortium of people that were involved, not only the fans, not only the people behind the scenes at the record labels, but of course the very important people at the radio stations and the TV stations, the press and media, that really got behind the band and made us household names.
Jared, your music was fantastic. How close were you to getting a deal which would have taken you overseas and then obviously catapulted you into superstardom? Was that close at any time?
In 1991, we were very close to signing a deal with two companies. First one was with Simon Napier Bell, who was the previous manager of Wham and the Yardbirds and various other well-known UK acts from the 70s and 80s, and a publishing deal with Morrison Leahy Publishing, who were one of the biggest publishing companies in the UK. The deal didn't materialize for a number of reasons. Firstly, because we were based in South Africa and they wanted us to move to the UK, but a couple of the other members of the band had responsibilities in South Africa and were hesitant to move over to the UK, both of them being 12 years older than me. So that was one of the reasons why it didn't happen. And the other is that we were a South African band, and South Africa still wasn't recognized as a very stable country. Politically, we were still going through quite a few changes. It was very early days of Nelson Mandela's release. It was quite a risk for the companies to take us on. We'd also had a lot of success with a song called Strangers Again that was released on our 1991 album, but then remixed in 1994. The song was picked up by radio stations in the Far East, Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, and we had a huge amount of airplay at that time. We went over and toured for 3 months, but it was just a matter of bad timing. The record label wasn't able to leverage the traction, and we were getting quite despondent with what was happening. So we came back to South Africa, and a few months later, I left the band, and Cinema was no longer.
So here's the thing. When things get back to normal, we hope, would there be a chance, Jared, of Cinema regrouping and doing a South African tour and beyond?
There are absolutely no plans for the band to get back together again. Been involved in various charity events, and we took part in the Rewind Festival in 2015 in Johannesburg and Durban, which was a great success and a lot of fun. I've moved on many years ago and now run various businesses related to the music industry. Mike and Chris are still actively involved in music in various forms. I suppose we never say never. The only way that we would get back together is to perform at a charity event or something that would benefit others, but definitely no plans to record or tour a cinema.
That's a bit of a shame, really, Jared. But anyway, what a lovely guy. As I say, we go back forever. Many, many gigs I've emceed with Cinema over the years. I remember Richards Bay. There was thousands and thousands of females in the audience mainly. And some of them were throwing their underwear at Jared on the stage, and they were still in them at the time.
Dave Gaselli. Weekdays, 5 to 9 p.m. East Coast Gold.
Hi, this is Jared Aston from the bands Face to Face and Cinema. If you want to listen to classic hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, listen to East Coast Gold.